Harder to tell the good from bad, villains from heroes these days.
We used to be able to get into a room with the enemy. Now that's just
floating
in
the everybody, ether. I hope you're watching. I hope you're listening. This is the public trailer for The Last James Bond.
Is she one of them?
I don't know her at all.
When her secret finds its way.
So, everybody, I'd like to welcome you to our Wednesday edition to the Rant Network. David Solomon and I are coming to you to talk to you about the wonderful world of woke network. You know, I have spent a lifetime watching James Bond. Many of you have been fans. Some of you have not been, very few. I've been a fan of James Bond since the 70s with Roger Moore, or just post Sean Connery. Some argue who is the best James Bond, all the way up to the last episode of James Bond as we know it. David, I don't know if you've seen it yet, so I'm afraid to spoil the movie. Yeah,
I wouldn't spoil it for people, but I got to tell you, Stuart, like you, I grew up major James Bond. Moonraker was my first.
Wow.
It was cool. It was about the toys, the 007, the License to Kill. And by the way, if you've had a chance to read the Ian Fleming books, they are really amazing. And again, that's the whole premise of James Bond, Stuart. It was all about, hey, this is a spy from the 50s and 60s. This was, you know, he knew about the spy network. He knew what it was all about. And he created a character that became beloved for generations.
Well, James Bond, the fictional character, started in 1953.
Yeah.
And the first James Bond was Dr. No in 1962.
Right. And if you go back, I mean, let's be realistic. And I know times have changed. Our personalities, our culture has changed and we become a little bit different. But if you go back over the years about James Bond, then I mean, I got to tell you, they pushed the limit. They had beautiful women, beautiful cars, beautiful clothes, beautiful hotels, luxury. It was a phantasmal, it's fantasy. It was cool. And it mixed a story that you would get into. I mean, well, let me tell you, what movie in the 60s and 70s would have come out with a character called Pussy Galore? I'm sorry, it would have never have, it doesn't happen, and this was a James Bond character, and we can all laugh about it today. But I'll tell you what, the one thing you held to was that James Bond was never weak, he was always strong, and there were criticism as generations went on was, you know, what about the women? Why is he white? And again, it's like, again, we had a character that happened to be white, happened to be male, happened to be British, and that the world over was like, isn't this cool? We would all want it to be James Bond. And instead, woke culture got their fingers around this James Bond character. And I like Daniel Craig as 007, although like you, I was a Roger Moore fan. But what they turned him into, what I heard in this last film, I don't know if I want to watch this movie, Stuart.
Well, you know, the producers actually lied. They said there will never be a 007 that's a woman. Well, I got bad news for you. If you watch this film.
You don't, yeah, but that's not the point.
You see, it's kind of hard not to spoil
the point,
this film.
The point that really doesn't make sense to me is why? And again, we've seen this in so many other places. I know the world, I know Hollywood wants to mollify us, really weaken us, soften us, call it whatever you want. They want to create this world. I don't want James Bond 007 to be anything more than what Ian Fleming had created. Come up with a 008, come up with a 007.
Well, he was a sexist, misogynistic, you know, exploitosis. You know, no, of exotic location.
You know what?
James
you know
Bond
what? You know what? You know what? I'm sorry to tell you this, but you know, to sit here to say that only men take advantage of women and have sex on pieces.
There are lots of women in James Bond.
Don't give me this. And do not give me this that he womanized and whatever and all that. I get it. I get it. But you want to know what? It was an era. End the era, come up with a new character. Don't change 007.
Well, I mean, change, you've got to be creative. Ian Fleming was creative.
It's awesome.
And you know, Hollywood is no longer creative.
No, Hollywood wants to change.
They've got to like eviscerate anything in history that was successful. If it was successful, the woke mentality will destroy it. I think that's one of the, you know, the easiest comments that I can make. I mean,
listen. you want to realize what Hollywood's going to do next? They're going to recreate the Ten Commandments, and instead of it's being Moses, it'll be Miriam, his sister, who will bring the Israelites through the water. Because you know, I mean, like you want to change. You're going to create this stupidity. No, what I want to see, and Stuart, as we talked about, DC Comics this week, and I'm not a comics fan. I leave it to my son, and God bless him. I love him for helping me here. It's like, you know what? Superman and Lois Lane had a child, and this child, you know, became Superman's son, whatever you want to call it, and he came out this week as bisexual. New character. They didn't change Superman. His son. Okay, I'll give you that. Not my style, but they'll give you that. But why are you taking...
I don't know if people will believe you. I don't know if people will believe you.
It's all over the news. But if you are going to tell me that I'm going to take 007, a character that's been around for close to 60 years in films, and now you're going to say to us, no, we're going to get rid of 007 and we're going to put in a woman who is was African-American.
Not white.
She's not white. Pardon me.
She's not African-American either.
Pardon me. The thing to me is I'm just getting to the point where you didn't need to create a 007. You needed to create a 008, a 006, a 009, a 00. I don't care. Any other number would be fine.
Funny enough, David, you mentioned that. The 00 was a classification.
Correct.
Bond's number was a 7.
Right.
There was a 008 and there was a 009.
And they all got killed in the movies. We know that.
and for whatever reason, in this iteration of Her Majesty's Secret Service, James Bond, 007, was dead. And there was a new 007. They reissued that number. All I can tell you is, the producers have gone. They will ultimately go broke.
The thing is that it went even further. And if you watch, and I have not seen the movie, I've seen clips and whatever, and I'll admittedly say this. Even the dialogue, that's 2021 dialogue. And I get we're trying to appeal to this generation, and we're trying to appeal to young people. I get all that. But for God's sakes, what more are you going to change? What more are you going to change?
I like the Ten Commandments. You know, I think that's a pretty darn good example on how woke this culture's got. You know, I wonder when they're going to make Jesus a baby girl instead of a baby boy.
Oh, no, you see,
are they going to go?
No, but there's certain, I don't know where they're going to go with this. And it really makes me kind of ill to see this. You know, don't rewrite history. We're seeing it right now in so many places. We watched a football coach be disgraced. He was wrong. He was racist, misogynistic. We get it. We see what we've done. We see our actions when someone crosses the line. This is Hollywood. And what the comment I heard was, well, if you can put this on a film, then you're teaching boys that they can act this way. And it goes back to a previous rant that we've done. No, it doesn't. What it does is, if you are a good parent and you're a smart parent and you are an involved parent, you're saying to your child,
well, hang on. You don't bring your children. You don't let your children see rated R films.
Yeah, okay, but you let your kids
play Grand Theft Auto, where they shoot, kill, murder women, children, black. Right.
Yeah,
white,
yeah, yeah. That's
Indian,
fine. It doesn't matter.
I mean, that's okay.
That's okay.
Like,
but again,
that's okay.
But the thing you're trying to get at with this 007 character is that the worry is that oh my God, my child is going to act just like James Bond. I don't know about you, but I was a kid. I pretended I was James Bond when I was 8 years old. And I loved doing that. But I don't think I was a womanizer and whatever because I had the right education at home, for God's sakes.
Disney terminated characters from Star Wars because they had views that were not woke. You know, listen, Luke Skywalker, he's dead. He is never coming back unless his name is Lois Skywalker.
Look, I'll give you, you know what? I'll tell you, you take Star Wars, and that's a great example, is that we went from an older generation, Han Solo, Luke Skywalker, they all died off. It was a generational thing. I was good. And you brought in brand new characters. And you saw that the character, the lead characters, there was a great mix. You had a woman, you had an African-American, and you had a white guy. And all of a sudden, you have a brand new series. And it went fine. It was fine. You appeal to a new generation, and it was fine. There was nothing woke about it. In 1977, when George Lucas was creating this, all this stuff, he gave Princess Leia a lot of power. He gave her a lot of strength. But in 1977, that was what we were doing. In 2021, right, we're doing things differently. We're not redoing, you know, you're not right. going to see a reissue of Star Wars, and you're not going to see Luke Skywalker suddenly go, oh, may the wink be with you. You know, he's, you know, like, come on. It's not like that.
Look, you know, Disney fired Gina Carano.
Yeah, but Gina went too far with her comments, and in the woke culture that is today, but I guess
you can go too far if you're on the right. But on okay, the left, you can say whatever.
No. I understand.
Want.
I know. But if we talk about, but we're talking here about James Bond. And James Bond, the character, was, by today's standards, a little too 1950s and 1960s.
You know, you remember they had G.I. Joe? Remember G.I. Sure. Joe? Sure. And what was the female version of G.I. Joe?
Wasn't it G.I. Jane?
G.I. Jane. You know, okay. I get it. It makes sense. But you want to know something? Tomb Raider was a female character from beginning to end, and she rocked. G.I. Jane, disappeared in history.
But understand one thing. And again, this is the thing that you and I grew up, and we're treading in two different eras. All right, there's the era when we were growing up and it was cool and all these things were fine. And yet here we are today where we're saying, well, what we used to have wasn't fine. Okay, it was wrong. And I'm not disagreeing that it was all right and all wrong. What I'm saying is you don't have to go back and rewrite history. We are not rewriting history. We need to stop doing this. What we need to do is, you want to know what? I agree. If you don't like the 007 character and you don't like it, who it is, bring a new one in. And if it's going to be a woman of color,
who cares?
And that's what you're going to do.
Who cares?
Okay. But I don't want it, but that's what they're going to do. But why?
Hey, Marvel Comics did it right. Panther. They actually created a character.
Amazing.
That was from the African world, separate, all to its own, and was a massive success.
Yeah.
Till the character's personal issues. That is creative. That is where Hollywood is lost. Again,
but you made a great point here.
Rupert Hitzig, I mentioned him. I brought him up. And you know what? I'm going to bring it up again. He's 83 years old. His career goes across. He's a producer. I got to tell you, you know, and I reach out to anyone in Hollywood, whether it's an old high school friend named Peter Shinkoda, who's Asian, who has been, you know, pretty much, you know, non-existent because the Asian culture has been wiped out of Hollywood, never got a fair pay, back to 007, who is dead.
Stuart, I'm going to tell you something. The Hollywood, you brought up a great thing about Black Panther. Black Panther was creating a brand new character. It was surrounded. It was a phenomenal movie. It was absolutely amazing to watch what you've created by 2020 by today's standards. But it was phenomenal, new, different. Yes, it's an offshoot of all the other superheroes, just like we're seeing with all the ones that are coming out right now. There are new characters that are coming out. You have an Asian one. You now have soon to be a female one. You have other ones that are coming out that are reflective of today's society. Leave 007 alone. I am tired. But it was not just the fact that they changed him. The personality in that movie was not the 007 we're used to. Despite what you saw in the clip, the dialogue, the actions, the attitudes that you see throughout the movie is proof positive that woke culture is ruining so much. Folks, we've reached our quarter hour yet again. It good flies. It's fun. We'll see you back here on Friday, Stuart, right?
You know, we will. And David, you were dressed up for James Bond with the hanky in your jacket pocket.
I might tell you, buddy. I got to tell you, got to look the part.
Listen,
today.
You know guys, what?
I just don't have the ascot.
Spotify, Apple Podcast, Amazon Podcast, iHeartRadio, iTunes, right? You've got us now. Also on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. I mean, there are about 30 or 40 verticals that carry our podcast. Send us
and
a
growing
email.
And growing. And growing.
Yeah. Syndicated in more than one country. In fact, I know at least
We're listened to in more than one country. Folks, we're going to be back here on Friday at noon Eastern. You can just listen to us live. Catch us on a pre-recorded if you can't make it for noon. We love you. We thank you so much for listening. And we appreciate all our hundreds of fans who really have been following us. We're growing all the time. We thank you very much. We wish you all a wonderful Wednesday.